listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 923-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends with Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are. Every Sunday, every beautiful Sunday, in the studio, LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station, in the world? How's it going, guys? It's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I am your host, David Cohen. And my in-studio friends today are, we got Colin.
Yo, what up?
What is up? We got Kevy.
How's it going?
And we got Michael.
Hey, guys.
So today on the show, as you guys know, actually you probably don't know about today, but as you guys know in general on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, we touch upon teen issues, teen topics, parents, like stresses, like religion, school, girls, guys, like. Just stuff.
Like everything?
Stuff. Puberty. Even puberty. We touch on puberty. Today, on the show, we our designated topic for the day...
Drum roll, please.
Making friends.
Building social skills.
Building social skills. This is one thing that, especially with teenagers, in the teenage life, you see around campus, you see at the mall, you see at the movies, you know, wherever you go, like wherever, quote unquote, like hangout spots, you know, right? Well, hey, I haven't been there since like seventh grade. hangout spots, that, you know, like you see people with friends, you know, you see people with their girlfriends, with their boyfriends or group of friends. And sometimes you see people, you know, just kind of doing their own thing, you know, you know, it's a preference, you know, if you prefer to go to the mall with friends or whatnot. But this today's specific show is
how to make those friends.
How to, you know, kind of, you know, pinpointing certain people, a lot of people, majority. Now, I wouldn't say majority, but a good amount of teenagers, you know, between the ages of
13.
Middle school, 13 to...
No, like 10. I'd say 10.
Yeah, like 16. Middle school.
Say about 13, because 10 years old, you're still like, oh,
elementary school.
Yeah, you know.
Everybody's friends.
Yeah. Right? But today is to, you know, those kids who either, you know, a bit insecure with themselves, insecure with situations in life, in general, to where they have a, you know, more difficult time making friends, you know, and making friends stretches, you know, from, you know, just any old friend, like, you know, like friends in the studio, like Kevy, Colin, Michael, or, you know, friends like a girlfriend or like, you know, a girl you like, you know, just kind of opening up and reaching out to another human being to, you know, allow them to enter your life. You know, maybe you do something to allow them to enter your life. Big point in making friends is building social skills. Kevin.
Yo.
Kevin, I was speaking with you earlier about building social skills. I want you to touch on some points we were talking about.
Okay, so basically we are going to start at the earliest, like once you're like building social skills stage is middle school. That is the time of change. Everyone's going through puberty.
And everybody's awkward as shit. And everybody's just like, hey,
what do I say to you?
Do you like my white and ripe?
White and red.
I just like imagine middle school, like a white and red striped shirt, like, right? Just like the regular, just like, you know, jeans and maybe like some tennis shoes. You're just like, hey, dude. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
But you need your voice to be cracking while you say
that. No one knows who they are. So it's like hard to introduce yourself and become friends with people. You don't really know who you are yet. So
yeah.
The first thing you have to do is establish who you are and decide who you're going to be in middle school.
Totally.
It's hard to find people, like, or hard to find yourself in a sense. And especially in middle school, like, times are so confusing. And a lot of the times this is from experience, mm-hmm. I was just like the shy kid, you know, like, wasn't sure, like, you? How to approach. Yes, me.
Kevin, you?
You're so handsome.
No, people, you should see this guy's face. He's a good-looking kid.
Well, thank you, sir. It's like Brad Pitt and God.
Anyways.
On another
frame from the pickup line.
Yeah, go on
later.
Go on.
So, basically, I was that little shy, awkward kid. Like, unsure about, like, how to approach people and just to talk to people.
Right.
And, basically, it's the main mistake I would say I made is I did things to fit in.
Right.
Which is the totally wrong way to approach
right,
it.
Right, right, right. But the thing about kids fitting in is when you're in middle school, when you're at that age, and you're just like this, I want to say, like, you know, an individual in the sense of, like, you're forming yourself. You know, your surroundings form you, and you're making, you know, you're starting to make decisions for yourself. But at the same time, like, you want to have some closure. You want to have, you know, people around you that you can relate things to, that you can call your own, which... Therefore, I pass the microphone back to Kevin, where he's going to say.
I'm going to say.
You were going to continue on with
Oh, my bad.
Like, where you were.
Okay, so basically, like, you're still trying to find yourself, and it's, like, awkward. Like, you don't know how to approach people.
Right.
Basically, the main thing I learned is don't do those stupid things.
Right.
And a lot of the times it happens, like, kids will strive for the popularity and whatnot.
Right, right, for sure. We have a caller on Teen Trends. Let me take this real quick. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you were on the air live. This is Dave. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Who are we speaking to? On the air. Call ended. Well, thank you very much.
Try to call back.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can call back if you want, or if not, that's fine too. Kevy, go on.
Okay, so a lot of kids strive for popularity.
Right.
And that's the wrong thing to look for, because you're trying to become an individual. You want to... If you want to be friends with those popular kids, like, what do they have that's so much better than the other kids?
Like, a lot of people try to, like, dress the same as other people, or, like, act the same and change themselves so that they kind of fit in with a certain group. Like, I don't know, like, try to make themselves, like, fit in with, like, a certain label,
kind of. The ultimate point is that if you have to change who you are for people to like you, you're not happy with that.
Yeah, but in middle school, you kind of don't. Like, it's kind of, instead of trying to find yourself, it's trying to find out who you can fit in with.
Right.
And not, like, who you can find yourself with.
But if you're not yourself, you don't fit in.
Right.
Even if it looks like you fit in, even if you hang out with them. You know, like, what if you hate skateboarding, but all your friends skateboard, so you buy a skateboard and you pretend like you know how to, and, like, you suck at it, but still.
Like, the funny thing is, like,
you're not happy with it, but you have friends now because you bought a skateboard. You know?
Like, yeah.
I think every guy has done that.
I was going to say, I think every person in this studio right now has gone through the skateboarding.
Yeah, I went through the skateboard
fit. Yeah.
I was the bad skateboarder. Right. Really scars on my elbows.
That's funny. Right? You're like with the crew jeans and like the t-shirts.
And I don't look good in tight jeans.
That's funny. No, but Michael, I wanted to agree with you in the sense of when you say... If you look like you're fitting in, you're still not, because you're not yourself. Colin, I see where you're coming from.
I'm not saying, like, that you're, like, that's what you're supposed to do, but
right.
I'm saying in middle school, you're not thinking about who you are. You're thinking about who you can be friends with, how many friends you can have.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying that that's right.
I'm just
saying that in middle school, that's kind of the mindset.
That's definitely the wrong approach.
I want to move from middle school. Middle school is, like, the base. Middle school is the foundation. You know, that's where you start to get into... who you're going to become, like, who you want to become, the kind of, like, mind's eye of who you want to be. That's base.
Yeah.
High school
is so fun.
Right?
It's fun?
Michael's like, it's so fun. Kevin's like, it's scary. And then Collins is like, it's fun?
Question mark?
First part of high school is know that you're going to get screwed over.
Know that
you're going to cry a lot. You're going to have a bad time.
High school sucks. You're going to get beat up. No, I'm just kidding.
Find me one person who will say, I didn't have a bad day in high school.
Yeah.
You know, your group of friends is going to change a bunch of times. Who you are is going to change a bunch of times. And it's just part of life. It's part of growing up. And the way you come through that will define who you are.
Completely. Completely, totally. I agree. Entering high school, making friends. Here's the thing. You come from middle school into this little awkward stage. You kind of know who you are. You know, maybe you're popular, maybe you're not. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. You come into high school pretty much a fresh slate.
Clean slate,
you know,
yeah.
Clean slate. But, you know, you come in with friends that you had from middle school. You come in with, you know, old acquaintances and whatnot. But in high school, this
you got
is
a lot more kids too. So
yeah,
so many.
You
more
have
people.
So along with kids, you know, new people means new opportunities for you know new things. So this is where we wanna jump in and be like, yo, if you you know let's say you're in 10th grade. You know, because 9th grade, it's kind of like, okay, like, I think I'm in high school.
Well,
like,
let's start from the beginning, just so.
Okay.
Let's start,
okay.
Start from the beginning of time. All right,
9th grade.
Where it really starts. Summer school going into 9th grade.
So, Jesus Christ. No. no. So, 9th grade, you come in, and what do?
You try.
You're so lost. There's so many people
right?
everywhere.
You are scared the first day of school. You're so scared.
You know, and you're skeptical, you're scared, you have expectation, but I would say the fear is not meeting that expectation. Me, when I was in 9th grade, dude, I was, honestly, I'm not going to lie, I was a little insecure kid. I wore designer jeans.
Well, it's
and
just
like,
you. Everyone else was secure with themselves.
Right? No, but really, like, that's how it feels, though. You know,
what's wrong with wearing designer jeans? If that's who you are, that's who you are.
Yeah, but it was kind of like I was wearing them more to be like, hey, dude, I'm wearing designer jeans.
That's
yeah.
the point I'm
yeah.
trying to get out
exactly.
of.
Exactly, exactly.
Do what you're comfortable with, and people who are attracted to you for who you are, the people you want to be with at
yeah,
the end of the day.
Totally.
Don't change yourself for, like, other people and other people's approval, because, like, a lot of the times that's what people seek, approval. In middle school,
right.
you're seeking approval. High school, you're, like, at first, you're still going to have that mindset. But, like, once you, like... find yourself and just find friends who share those common interests that you can be yourself with.
Right.
Then you're like over those, like, you know,
being yourself.
Yeah.
Being yourself. There's, you know, when you say to a person, hey, just be yourself, you know, there's so much more.
Well,
than
do it. The problem is in 9th grade, no one knows who they are.
Right. Right. You know, but it's about forming that. It's about, you know, creating, it's about you taking it upon yourself to create the person who you want to be. Mm. And it's like climbing the ladder, you know? It's like each step. Go on.
It's not just like, oh, I'm going to look through this telescope and find who I am. Oh, there I am, you know? It's not like that. It's like building blocks. You have
to
go by each step and just build it.
It's through life choices and the decisions you make that ultimately defines who you are. You know?
Yes.
How you act in certain situations and how you decide to present yourself will eventually become who you are.
Right. Totally agree. Oh! We got another call of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You are on the air live. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. This is Dave. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. My name's Arthur.
How's it going, Arthur?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. You are on the air live in the studio. What's going on?
Not much. Just been like, I just want to talk to someone about some like social issues.
Dude,
I've been having lately.
You came to the right place.
You came to the right place. You called
the
right
number. We're
here to
listen for you.
We got, like, the four most popular kids here.
not to float our boat.
that's really funny. What's up, man? Talk to us.
Oh, I just like, I kind of feel awkward when I'm like around people that like I don't know and like that I've like talked to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
all right.
And like when I talk to people I don't know, I like feel like really like insecure, like that I'm gonna say like the wrong thing,
right?
Or, like messing something up, you know?
Right.
Confidence plays into that as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead. The first thing you need to know is everyone has a common ground, because in the end of the day, we're all human. So you have at least one thing in common with every person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I got this test on. just by the end of the day, every single person has that one thing in common. So there, that's a first point to start talking to people about. You know, talk to people about similar things you're going through. Like, oh, I hate this class. It's so stupid. Just anything to open up a conversation.
Any small talk will like eventually lead to like
big talk.
Yeah,
big talk.
It's honestly, it's like planting a seed. Think of it as planting a seed. The seed being it's
not your seed.
No. Bend over. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. No, like think of it as planting a seed though. Truly. With you know each it's your decision what you say to plant the seed. It's, you know, it's something as simple as, here, give me a situation. Give me a situation that you have
been in. Yeah, what were you in? What happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see, situation. Okay, like, a few months ago, this my friend Allison invited me over to her house,
okay.
And she said that a few other people were going to be there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. My friend...
Are you interested in Allison?
House, two
is Allison hot?
Were there, Brianna and
Colin.
Haley.
Okay.
It's regardless.
And, then my friend Daryl was there, who's, like, honestly, like, the sweetest kid that I've, like, ever met.
All right.
And this kid Carrie was there, Daryl's friend. I don't really know him. Like, I see him at school, and he's in my English class.
All right. Uh-huh.
But so apparently Daryl and Brianna were going to,
hook up.
And yeah, like hook up.
Get it
and
on.
Carrie and Allison were gonna hook up.
Okay.
So that just left me and like Haley, and I didn't know her at all. First time I met her. And I just felt, like, really awkward because I just, like, really didn't know what to say, like, you know?
Right. I totally feel that situation. I don't know. It sounds like, Arthur, that you...
You were kind of lost as to what
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an awkward situation. Like, you know, that...
You
I
thought
think
you were
that,
there for someone, and then
yeah,
someone... It wasn't what you expected.
Yeah, that's more along the lines of, like, you know, an awkward situation than, you know, than you being an awkward person. But I would say to, like, improve that situation in general, you could have just... I don't know. Like, just be, like...
Okay, so you're talking... Sorry for interrupting.
No, please, go on.
You were talking to a girl. I'm guessing that it's easier for you to talk to guys than it is to talk to girls, because that's, like, a problem that all
right.
guys come in contact with.
Right.
Not me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Michael. That's funny. No, it's about getting over that, though.
It's about getting over that.
Okay, but go on.
Don't think, like, oh, my God, this is a girl. Just think of it as another person. Do not get in the mindset, this is a girl. Like, don't think about it too much. Oh, this is a girl I could potentially hook up with, or whatever it is that's, like, going on in your head that you are constantly thinking about during the conversation, that's just going to psych you out and make it awkward because you're going to be thinking too much and not being yourself.
Right.
And legitimately just talk to her like a friend. Before you can have a girlfriend, she has to be your friend.
Did you want to – did you, like, intend on, like, hooking up with her? Or, like, did you want to, like, you know, do –
I honestly, like, really didn't have any expectations. I thought we were just going to, like, chill, you know?
All right.
We were just going to hang out. I didn't know, like – people are, like, going to be hooking up and stuff like that.
Well, remember, she's in the
really
same situation
there,
you are.
Honestly.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, if I was in your position, I probably would have made a joke about it. I would have been like...
Guess we got picked last.
Yeah, no, straight up. I would have been like, so I guess it's just us.
Were you guys just, like, left in the room? Like, they were, like, in other rooms. You were just, like, left on the couch just, like, sitting there together?
Well... Not exactly. So we were in Allison's room, and then Daryl and Brianna, they both, like, went into another room. And so that just left me, Haley, Allison, and Carrie just, like, sitting there, and it was, like, a awkward silence. And so we went into, like, the living room, and we, like, just went to watch TV, and it was just, like, you could, like, feel how awkward it was, like, in the room. You could just,
feel the tension between you guys.
It sounds like a prime cuddling environment.
Yes, take words of advice from Michael.
I don't know, that just sounds like prime cuddling time.
Mr. Kagan.
What I would do, like, in that situation, kind of, if you guys were, like, watching TV, you could, like, put on something.
Are
be
you
like,
cold?
hey, what... No, like,
it's pretty
hey, what kind
close.
Of shows do you like? Like, try to make small talk
Lighten
that?
The mood. Like, if you're in a situation where it's like, oh, everyone else is hooking up and I don't want to be in that situation, legitimately, all you have to do is make it fun, lighten the mood. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. If everyone else is, like, hooking up or whatever they're doing and you feel, like, not comfortable with this girl, don't do what everyone else is doing. Have your own fun. Make it fun for yourself. Like,
just make a new friend.
And watch, watch SpongeBob.
And
like, it's fun and
like
something
SpongeBob.
To laugh about. You know, it's just...
Okay, check this. Arthur, I would say
check it.
Think of it like this. You're here. You're at this person's house. Like, people are doing whatever they're gonna do. Like, okay, cool, good for them. You know, but take the situation and realize that, like, this is like part of your life, you know, like
part of defining yourself.
Yeah, no, it all is every single moment, you know, and you're sitting on this couch, you're watching TV, you can feel the awkwardness. Check this one, though. You completely control if a situation is awkward or not.
It is true.
100% up to you. And I know that it sounds difficult, like having that on your shoulders, like, oh gosh, like I can make the situation not awkward. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you can. Honestly, just be that person where you don't have to, like, you, there's nothing for you to be insecure about. There's no reason why, you know, it should be awkward. There's really not.
You have to say to yourself, what do I want? Yeah, like, what is it I want? You need to say that to yourself and then make it happen. You know, if you want to be this girl's friend, talk to her. If you want to hook up with her, seduce her. if you just want to, you know, not have anything happen, ignore her. But just say to yourself, what do I want? Like, really say it to yourself.
It's just, like, really hard, like, not to make it awkward, like, in a way, like, not to feel awkward.
I disagree.
Well,
like,
okay.
You could make a situation not awkward, but, like, in the end, like, ultimately, like, I'll still feel awkward, you know?
Right. Tell me, okay, I know this might be a little bit difficult of a question, but this is breaking it down. You know, this right here is, like, breaking this situation down so in the future you can, you know, elevate your stanza, where you stand. So, your stanza. So tell me what exactly, like, tell me what exactly it was that made you, like what specifically within either yourself or within the other people, or I get the situation, like how the situation's awkward, but put whatever else was going on, sex, whatever, aside. Okay? Take like what specifically, like what were the pinpoints of it being awkward? The fact that you didn't know the girl, the fact that, you know, the people were being awkward, like what specifically was it?
Well, you basically hit the points. Like, you basically, like, said everything that made it awkward. Just, like, people, like, hooking up and, like, me not knowing who that person, like, who, like, Haley, like, really is. And
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So, Ethan, this is... Or, Arthur, my bad. This is my advice to you. Basically, it's finding a level of comfortability with people. And you know how you act with your good guy friends or whatever, and you can just be totally 150% yourself, and you have a good time. Make it that way. Just act like yourself, like you were with a guy friend or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And just act like that towards the girl you're with, towards whoever you're with. It's all about finding that level of comfortability. Because if you notice, it's just because you're uncomfortable that you are not being yourself.
Right.
So just...
Right,
it sounds weird, but, like, force yourself to just... be yourself legitimately. Yeah. Like the more you practice that, the more you can be yourself in everyday conversation with random people, just finding your comfortability and, you know.
Totally. And also one last point that I wanted to touch on is when you said, you know, I don't know this girl. I'm just like sitting with her like I don't know her. And the thing about that though is you don't know anybody before you meet them.
Nobody knows like, anybody at some point.
You just gotta throw yourself out there, and you know, honestly, don't think of yourself, like, don't see yourself being an awkward person. Don't think of yourself being like, oh my god, this is an awkward situation. Don't think of it at all. Think of it as like, you know what? I'm the dominant, confident person in this situation, and I'm going to make it unawkward, and I'm going to have a ball, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks,
giving
Dave.
You all the advice we can. Time for you to spread your wings and fly.
Spread your wings and fly, Arthur! No, I'm just kidding. Did we help you, Arthur?
Yes, thank you so much.
Of course, man.
I appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you very, very much.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Thank you very much, Arthur. Just to let anybody who's just tuning in know, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. LATalkRadio.com. If you want to call in, just like Arthur, talk to us about issues you have, things you disagree with us, you don't like us, you love us, whatever you want, you can call us live on the air, 323-203-0815, or you can email me, and I will answer your emails next weekend on the show at... DCSBoarding, that's BOARDING 514 at AOL.com. So, now that that's said, I want to get on to something that Arthur was actually talking about, which I was actually going to throw in the show, sexting. Sexting. Everybody knows what sexting is, because Arthur was talking about, you know, oh, they were hooking up, they were doing this, you know, the whole, like, hooking up thing, like, that all ties in, you know, and this also ties into making friends. Like, when you make a friend, you know, you build a relationship, you build some sort of foundation with that person, and then, you know, there's many factors such as trust.
Yeah.
There's, you have trust, you know, you have lust, right?
Yeah.
You have... you know, like reliability, impulsive needs, all these different things which come out of making friends and how you make friends and how you, you know, the impression that you put off and the impression that you want to get back, which can all, you know, lead down. I know it sounds kind of like a weird, awkward, crazy, twisted train to sexting.
It's just part
it's of it. It's not that twisted. It pretty much always does.
Right? No. So I want to read this article. Associated Press news story. Through youth is fleeting images sent on a cell phone or posted online may not be, especially if they're naughty.
Naughty.
Teenagers' habit of distributing nude self-portraits electronically, often called, quote-unquote, sexting, if it's done by cell phones, has parents and school administrators worried. Some prosecutors have begun charging teens who send and receive such images with child pornography and other serious felonies, but is this the best way to handle it? Hopefully we'll get the message out to these kids, says Michael McAlexander, a prosecutor in Indiana. A teenage boy there is facing felony obscenity charges for allegedly sending a photo of his private parts to several female classmates.
Does it say how old the boy was?
I think if any time you're under 18 and you're sending out nude photos, that is child pornography, and that is
even if it's your
that's just a felony.
So they're they're charging him as an adult.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Please continue.
I think they're charging him. He just says a teenage boy there is face. So a teenage boy.
It sounds like they're charging him as an adult.
Yeah. So let's just talk about this for a sec. Honestly, all right. Let's be real. Let's just be completely honest with each other. Who's guilty for sexting?
I have never sexted.
Sexting. Okay. No, not nude pictures, Sexting in the sense of like,
hey baby.
Guilty.
Michael is just the one guy that's like, guilty.
I'm just saying, sometimes I've got a long distance thing going.
I'm guilty as well. You know, like it takes over. You know, it's like that. I'm not saying nude pictures are cool at all. I think let's just establish this before we get into the talking part of sexting.
Yeah.
Nude pictures? No.
Okay. Nah, nude pictures?
No.
Sexting?
Johnny Law will get you.
In my opinion, sexting is I frown upon it personally.
Yeah. Masturbating on an airplane.
But like, okay. So basically, like, I get phone sex and sexting, like talking to someone, like if you are in a relationship with someone and say they're out of town, like I know adults do it, so it'd be hypocritical not to let like teens do it over texting. But when
what
it comes
are you
down
about? What are you
about? Sexting, like
talking
on like talking dirty over text messaging.
Like 1-800.
I don't see anything
like 1-800 talk sex or
like something
talk
like
that. To me about sex.
Well, that's like weird. Like I'm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a legal service that you're paying.
Yeah,
for.
But when it comes down to pictures, like in my personal experience, you do not want to have pictures out there, because even if it's like, even if you're with someone and you're like, oh, I'm going to send you pictures, you can send me pictures. Legitimately in high school, especially that
it's lives.
Illegal. It ruins lives because like you feel like you can trust the person so much. But what if those pictures do get out and just kill? And, like, it's
okay.
Horrible. It's
a think of it from the parents' perspective, just seeing that. Like seeing your 15-year-old daughter like sending pictures to guys and just
I think that there's a huge difference between like sending pictures and then like talking to someone.
Yeah,
because like if you're not with them, then when you talk to someone, it's just like I feel like it builds more lust when you kind of do that, and it makes it when you're actually with them, like I don't know, kind of better.
Right. Well, are you talking about, because we're specifically talking about like sending photos. You know, we're talking about.
I think there's a difference between like texting pictures and then kind of like, I don't know, sending them online might be different than kind
of. Well, it's the same concept because they still have the picture of you naked.
I think it's different because you're talking about the law and everything. Like if you send them online, it's kind of more private. People can't really find it right, as
but,
easily.
But it's like, dude, if they... Okay.
I know, I'm just talking about the law.
Okay.
Like, sexting... No.
Child porn on...
Well, David, what if you had a girl that you were in love with and the only way to maintain that relationship was sending each other naked pictures? Would you feel it was right
think,
to end
no,
the
no,
relationship?
I think that's kind of the only way
I see where Colin's going with this.
Stop. Okay, I want to hear Michael. Michael, ask me the question.
Colin has a point.
Let's hear it.
It may be illegal to send it over texting. It's not illegal to send it online, so you're obeying the law. And what if this is a girl you truly love and just this is what – everyone has a weird niche in their relationship of ways to maintain it. What if
right?
this is the way to maintain your relationship?
Okay. If this was the way to maintain my relationship
– What if for your
honestly,
own
honestly,
a new relationship?
I would probably be like, listen, girl, like, why, like – I love you and like I completely understand like you know the sensual aspect of it, but if I was in love with her, dude, I would definitely find like more ways to like connect with her than you know if I was like in love with her and there's this girl that I truly truly cared about, I would probably talk to her about it and be like listen, like TBH, I like like let's like talk, like let's hang out, and then you know if you really want to like send me these nude pictures, like maybe you know maybe not as much, let's just hang out in person and like see what happens. Like
I honestly don't think a picture of someone else naked is gonna strengthen your relationship.
Not at all.
And like no. Legitimately just any kind of picture, like even if you send it online, it's still child pornography and it's still very illegal.
Yeah. I'm saying it's really easy to shut down naked pictures. It's really easy to argue against it, but
right.
Try and understand the other perspective of why people.
No, I totally feel that.
Okay,
okay, like,
I
feel
it. It's just, I have friends that do it, not like not only pictures but other things. Like they do sexting because that they're desperate. Like
you said, you wouldn't tell.
Saying is like there's people out there that instead of like because they can't build relationships like together like when they're together. People do it like. From someone lives in California, for example, and someone lives in England.
Right.
Like they send pictures to each other or something just because they're desperate people.
They're desperate
They have no one else to send it to.
Right.
And then like
and
they
then
meet these people like on things like I don't know. Have you guys heard of like Second Life or like Xbox or things like that?
I've heard of Xbox.
Oh, just that thing with the game.
No, I mean like online.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Okay.
Chat roulette is like the name.
Yeah, chat roulette too.
Okay. Chat roulette, all these websites.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not very familiar with them. Right. But sorry, guys. I'm not into that stuff. No.
It actually comes back to an issue that's been recently brought up in a hilarious movie I saw, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay. That movie is so bomb.
But no, it touched on a funny issue that I've always thought about of real life versus virtual life. In terms of like, there's this guy in the movie that has trouble talking to girls in real life. Like he does it through texting. And, like, you actually see that a lot in high school. And I personally, I'm an old-fashioned romantic. I'm into face-to-face talking. But, I'm afraid that our society and people in general are heading for a dead end in terms of, like, there will be no more face-to-face talking. Because I'm seeing more and more everything being done through text. Like, dates over text, basically. Just talking all day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. I agree with you. We have another caller. Let's see. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You were on the air live. I'm Dave. What's up?
Well, I'm listening to you guys talking about sexting.
All right. I'm sorry. Who are we speaking to?
You guys are being very hypocritical because if a girl I want to text you and make a picture, you guys would not turn this down.
Well.
Okay. Really quick. Can I get your name?
Melissa Hyder.
Okay. What's up? Tell us. So can you repeat yourself? Repeat yourself?
You guys say sexting is bad, but in an instant, if I said, hey guys, want some naked pictures of me, you guys would not even hesitate for those pictures.
First of all, you have a boyfriend.
Melissa has a boyfriend.
Can we get your real name? That'd
be better. I'm going to call you Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Okay, so Jill.
She's like, that's my real name.
The thing about it, though, is
Why offer the naked pictures?
Yeah, why? Okay, why offer the naked pictures? First of all, second of all, if you sent us naked pictures, first, I don't know how you get our number. Well, 323-203-0815. But
send them in.
No, that's actually the number to the show. You can't. Well, okay. The thing about it is, would we? Like, do you know that we would? Right? Like, think about it, though.
I know one of you in there would.
Well, we can't choose to not accept pictures. What do you want? What do you want from me? How can we choose to not accept, whether we view them or not?
Okay, if you send us a picture and we look at it, oh, wow.
I guess, if you send us a picture, because on our phones it says, like, you know, oh, picture, one new pic message, and then we open it and it's a picture of you, then, yes, technically we have looked at a nude picture of you, but I guarantee you that the four of us in this room would not think twice about that picture. We'd probably be like, why did this random girl that called in on Teen Trends
basically calling you ugly?
No, not at all. Jill, I think you're beautiful. I don't know you, but you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks. But no, really, really though. Here's the thing.
Well, I think there's a really fine line between, like, sending them to, like, a random person and being like, ooh, I want you, like, I don't know you, but here's my body.
Right.
And then, like, sending it to someone that, like, you're in a relationship with.
Right.
Because, I mean, what if you were out of town for the weekend? And, I mean, I'd rather them look at me than some chick on some porno site.
Well, right. that's where we're drawing the line between sexting with pictures and sexting over, like, text messaging. I'm touching myself right now type thing.
No, but I get where she's coming from. I get where Jill's coming from.
Sorry, go on.
But what I said is, like, there's a difference between sending it online and sending it on, like, text messages, just because of the law. Because
it's illegal to have an underage photo, no matter 15 what.
15-year-old chick. Well,
Jill, Jill, how old are you?
I am 18.
Well, send them, baby.
Michael, no, that is not.
I'm saying if a girl's going to send him, what can we do about it?
Right, okay.
Whether we choose to distribute it or not is another option.
We don't advocate it. And, like, the thing about you, okay, if you really
I'm just kidding, kids, don't do it.
If you really trust your partner in your relationship to not send those pictures out, I'm not going to say do it, but that is your own choice, and we can't, like, change your choice. But we are really advocating that it's not smart to do that, because if it's to a person that you think you can trust and then something happens, it will change your life, and it'll just negatively affect.
Like, if you have a hard breakup and then, like...
I was just going to say, okay, so you have a boyfriend and you're out of town. You send him naked pictures. What happens in 2 years when you guys break up? And he still... And you guys... I'm not saying that this will happen. I'm saying completely hypothetically speaking,
but...
because there are guys... Wait. There are guys out there that totally, you know, are, you know, kind of really cold and bitchy about breakups, and then they'll get this little, like, insecure, like, oh my god, she broke up with me, ooh, I have blackmail, ooh, I have naked pictures of her.
I'm gonna show my friends,
and then the friends are like, oh dude, can I get that? They're like, yeah man, fuck yeah bro, like,
and then your entire school has
and
it
then,
and you're
and
like,
you,
oh,
next bitch cheated on me, now I'm making a website, my ex-girlfriend naked,
my ex-girlfriend.com. no, like, yeah, you know, that's, you gotta think about the future.
That's a really good idea,
so,
for a website. I'm
you,
thinking
they have so many of those.
When you classify these nude pictures, do they have to be fully nude, or is it just the position?
Well, it depends.
Depends
what you
come and get me.
Depends what
you
want.
Okay, if you send like a picture of your hand, it's like a lot different.
I'm sorry, Jill. Say that last sentence.
What classify, like, what draws the line between something provocative and something not?
As a wise teacher I once had told me, the nipple is the key.
Okay, I would say
that's a real quote.
This is okay. thank you. The line that I would draw is something that, take worst case scenario. This is the line that I would draw. Worst case scenario, picture gets out. Would you be embarrassed, or would you not want other people to see that picture? Let it be in your lingerie. If you're completely comfortable with, you know, a lot of people seeing you in your lingerie, like, go
for
it.
A lot of people? She's not meaning for a lot of people.
No, I'm saying hypothetically. Completely hypothetically, worst
case
scenario.
If you want to take that risk.
Your point is very good.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I would say I'm drawing the line at. And, you know, each photo, I would say, goes, you know, for each person has a different idea of like, you know, what limit that is.
Jill, you have a 95% chance of getting screwed over if you send naked pictures. I'm telling you, he'll show a friend. As much as I hate myself for saying it, don't do it. He's gonna be.
Thank you.
I'm just looking out for you, baby girl.
Honestly, I think another thing, which, and this is with teenagers in general. You know, this isn't just, you know, when the situation. Teenagers in general have, you know, a more difficult time of thinking about the future, thinking ahead of what meets the eye right now. Because you know what? Yeah, I love my boyfriend. I'm going to send him nude pictures because I'm away and I want him.
At the moment, it seemed like a good idea.
Right? At the moment, it seems like a really good idea. Like.
But now my mom saw me naked.
Yeah. And then my.
have that image in your head. Have that image in your head of coming downstairs and your mom opening up her laptop and there's a picture of you. Just think of that and you will never send another naked picture.
That's funny. Jill.
Yes.
Yes. Have we helped you?
You have. Thank you very much.
Okay. No problem, Jill. Thank you very much for calling in. This was a good call.
All right.
Have
bye.
A good day. Thank you very much, Jill. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you guys want to call in like Arthur or Jill, you may at 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Or you can email me at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING 514 at AOL.com. That's that. Speaking about emails, I wanted to move on to a few emails that we got. We covered friendship. We covered going into sexting. You know,
building social
skills, stuff like that. I
not
wanted
being
to
a loser.
Not being a total loser, bro. not even about that. You know, it's just, you know, it's about eliminating the insecurities within yourself and realizing that each and every single individual on this planet is here for a purpose and they are beautiful in their own. No, it's true. It's totally true. I know it sounds cheesy and hippie, whatever, but it's true. You're in this experience somehow. You know, like, you're here for a reason. Like, dude, you're an individual. Be a great person. You can make an impact on this planet. And there's no reason for you to be insecure with yourself because...
you're going
to
be the best parent.
Thanks, dude. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Dave, what should I do when things start getting me down? I can't think of anything positive. Allie. Well...
That's broad.
That is quite broad. I tend to get broad emails.
We have done this topic before on this show.
Yeah, didn't we?
If you're feeling down, that's because you're thinking about... It's like so much easier to focus on the negative things in your life. Yeah. If you're feeling down, find something positive in your life. If you feel like there's nothing positive in your life, you are overlooking many, many things. There's positive health, family, everything. Like,
surroundings.
There's so many things
check this.
That are positive.
Ali, this is one thing that I've learned throughout my life, and I know it sounds a little weird, but I'm telling you from the deepest depths of my heart and soul, this is true. There is beauty all around you. There is positive things literally all around you. Like Kevin was saying, you have health, you have parents, you have friends.
Man, writing this down is a good song lyrics.
beauty all around you.
You can't say you can't. You say you can't think of anything positive. Well, listen to this. If you can't think of anything positive, then that's something within yourself that you're closing off to the positive things around you. Think of something positive. If I'm in like a down mood or like a shitty mood or whatever, honestly, something that works for me, I go outside, I lie down on my back, and I feel the sun. I love the
sun. Same, dude. I love
right?
that.
The sun is so good, and then you, like, feel the wind. You just, like, feel everything, and then you just start thinking.
That's why I love living in California.
Yeah. Think about the beautiful things. I know it sounds, once again, really hippie, but look at a tree.
That won't help.
No, it totally will.
No. David, you're a moral supporter. Can you be a professional,
Everyone's different.
That's true. Everybody's different.
Positive.
But for me, like, honestly, I think trees are beautiful. The way that they, like... Like a big like branches and just like green and light.
But
they
I completely disagree with you. I don't like staring at trees when I'm sad.
Okay, well, Michael, but tell me something to find that just for you that's positive.
Being sad's a temporary thing. Humans are naturally meant to be happy. You just got to do something to pass the time. And when I'm like sad or pissed off, I just keep myself busy. Okay, this is nerdy, but like do some work or like read. But you know, I play an instrument. Sometimes I just play the instrument when I'm pissed off or about something. also what really helps, and this is pretty universal, I'd say, is doing something for someone else. Taking the focus off.
Yeah. Same, dude.
You know, like, you had someone ask, like, oh, could you do this for me? Like, doing it for them. Like,
yeah.
So, say, ask your parents, like, can I help you with something around the house? Just, like, it improves your relationship with the person. Like, that's a good way.
We actually had a show about that, doing things for other people, which is cool.
Or, like, surprise someone. I don't know. That's, like, the best thing ever.
No, totally.
When you see their smile, it's just, like...
Also, this is another thing, Ali, is you can't think of anything positive. Well, if there's nothing positive around you, then create it. Create the positivity around you by doing something that makes you happy. There has to be something that makes you happy.
There's hobbies, interests, anything.
If you honestly say to me that you can't think anything positive and there is nothing positive or happy around you, then honestly, I'm going to say to you...
Chemical imbalance.
That is... No. What I'm going to say to you is really, like... There's something within you that you're blocking off, because if you want to be happy, oh gosh, you will be. You will. You'll find it.
Preach to the choir.
Preach to the choir. No, but if you find excuses to be sad, then that's all you'll be sad in. Ali, Teen Trends, hope we helped. Next question. Dear Dave and friends, I feel like my parents make my life miserable about hanging out with my friends, dating and relationships. What do I do? Thanks, Callie. That's funny. We had an Ali and a Callie.
I don't like that email.
I feel like
let's move on from that.
No, let's answer this quickly. I feel like my parents are making my life miserable about hanging out with my friends, dating relationships. What do I do? Talk to your parents. Be honest with them. They're honestly, if you wanna, like, they're making your life miserable about hanging out with your friends. Be logical with them. Be like, okay, tell me and give me a completely logical reason why you will not let me hang out with my friends. Because I think you're gonna go do drugs. Okay. I'm telling you, I'm not going to go do drugs. You can drug test me. Hopefully, Callie, you're not doing drugs. If you are, you should stop.
Well, we didn't even know drugs. This is why we need to call in.
Yeah, this is... Callie, call in. No.
Because we don't even know drugs.
And dating, of course. You know, parents are going to be, you know, on your ass about that. Just have your parents meet the guy and be like, listen, you got to be nice. You got to be cool. Kevin.
This is a message to the parents.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends have parents who are quote-unquote overbearing.
A lot of my friends have parents, too.
Who are quote-unquote overbearing parents. Like,
sorry,
like,
that was an asshole thing. I thought you were just going to end it there.
Just, like, overprotective, like, not letting the kids out of the house a lot. And this is a message to parents. I'm not saying it's going to happen every time, and I'm not trying to sound like the typical teen, but the kids will find a way to do what they want.
Yep.
And the more you limit them, the more they will go behind your back to do what they want.
Exactly.
And that is not what you want. Parents, that is not what you want. If you have a kid who you won't let go to a party and one day you randomly find out
they only get better at it.
They only get better at, like, hiding. And then you randomly find out that they're like, oh, wow, they were at a party and they got, like, really drunk or something.
Yeah.
That's, like, a shock.
Like,
but to know that, like, hey, Mom, I'm going to a party. I might drink a little. And I have friends driving me home. But if I need you, I will give you a call to drive me home. Like, as long as the parent's there and understanding.
Well, Kevin, what if you were a parent and your kid came up to you and said, Mom, I'm going to go to a party. I'm going to get really drunk. Like, shit could go bad. Would you still let him go?
As a parent, I probably wouldn't let them go.
So you're contradicting yourself.
I am contradicting myself.
Let me say.
At the same time, if I was a parent, I would tell my kid that I am there for them. Like, they don't have to tell me. But before they leave, if you're going to do anything tonight, call me. I will be there no matter what. That's simply what I would say.
I'm going to jump in. Last words to say with Callie. Callie, I want your parents to listen to the show, listen to us speak, and I want to say, listen, Callie's parents. She is a teenager. This is her years of experiencing and spreading her wings and, you know, growing.
An excellent point.
She has to, you know, make some mistakes. It's a part of life. I know it sounds, you know, bad. I'm not saying to go get drunk. I'm not saying to do any of that shit. I'm saying make your own decisions. You will make mistakes. This is life. But realize that mistakes have consequences, and along with that, you have to be responsible with the decisions you make. Thank you very much, Callie. One more email. I'm going to run on to this. Last email. Very last email. We got about 2 minutes. My girlfriend and I got in a fight a lot. My girlfriend and I fight a lot. Then we wake up, but the fighting is happening more and more. Can you give us some thoughts about fighting? Because I'm getting tired. I'm just about ready to break up with her. Thanks, Sean. Sean. I think, I don't know. Well, if you guys fight a lot, clearly there's something going on. There's, like, you know, either an imbalance in, like, the way that you guys are thinking, which is meshing with each other. Some thoughts about fighting.
maybe, you know, come to a compromise with each other. Really.
State your grievances and find a way to fix it.
State what you guys have wrong. Be logical people.
Communication.
Communicate with each other. I'm sorry, Sean, but this looks like this can be the last email on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. Let's click it. And there we go. Woohoo! Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys so much for calling in. Thank you for all the emails. We got Colin in the studio, Kevin in the studio, Michael in the studio.
See you guys.
I'm Dave Cohen. You may email me. Talk to me. DCSboarding514@AOL.com. That's the one. All right, guys. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful Sunday. Bye-bye.